Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hi, Amy. Welcome to What's Your Next Podcast.
Hey, Laura.
So happy to have you back. So tell us what you've been up to.
Thank you for having me back. I'm just getting ready for fall, deep into the fall reading mode. I want either like cozy fall romances or creepy thrillers, and I'm excited to talk to you about thrillers today.
Awesome. All right, so today we're talking about creepy thrillers. You got a mix for this. For the listeners who are listening, I actually am a newish thriller reader. So I go to Amy for my recommendations of, okay, I need something that's just like creepy murder, creepy husband, or something twisty. Yeah. And so Amy will give me plot-driven, fast-paced thrillers that I get to do. So I binge on, my recent binge was Freedom of Madden. I've done Kristen Mochlin or K-Mod, I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah, K-Mod. Yeah, that's what I always think.
So all those cool thrillers, but sometimes I just pick the regular thrillers. And so I usually go to Amy's Reese account and I check out what she has read. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try that one based on her rating. So I'm very excited to hear your recommendations because you curated it in a list for us.
I did. I tried to pick 5 different books with for a little something for everyone. And I tried to do some traditionally published, some indie. So some I listened on audio. So I'll give you a little breakdown when we get to them. But yes, I tried to pick books that some of them are popular, but some of them I hope that are not like, oh my God, I've heard this 500 times already.
Yeah.
I do something different. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited because I feel like we're pretty diversely. Like you read a lot and read like different genres, like not just the popular bestsellers. Like I can find hidden gems with people that I'm like, oh, I did not know like this one existed or this person does like really does this really well. And so that's what I like about your reading taste is I can appreciate that I can find someone who I trust to read something that's not normally being seen.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm okay. I read a lot of popular authors. Like I've read like all of Riley Sager and like a couple. There's at least one of the books on this list that's been pretty popular, I think, on Bookstagram right now. And it's a traditionally published one. So I have no problem with that. But I like to try to find other things too. I'm not one that just wants to only read a thriller that's published by the Big 5 or whatever. Like I want the hidden gems as well too. And I have King too. I want to be finding those thriller gems because it's easy to find the romance. I think it's harder for me at least on KU to find the good thriller.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to really dig deep. I don't find a lot of recommendations. So I'm like, if they're not out there, then I'm going to try to find them so I can give people recommendations because it's hard to find thriller KU rec, I think.
When I was in my Frida journey that really came to a stop with a coworker, I made it past 20%. I downloaded a bunch of thrillers that I wanted to try. And then I just was like, then my feed was like, my KU feed was all thrillers. But I was like, they're not going to be good. Like, it's such a hard to write. Like, it's not this like going luster. Like, you have to plot it out. You have to figure out the twist. Yeah. And you have to give us clues, but not too early and not to figure it out. Because then it's like the sweet moment you're losing. And you have to go blind. That's the other part. Like, you
totally. And there's nothing worse than reading a thriller that's completely predictable all the way through. Like, in a romance, we don't care. We know what we're getting with those. If it's predictable, whatever. But in a thriller, you don't pick one up. So you're like, oh, I want to know exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. You want that shock value. You want to at least be a little bit surprised. And I don't mind some predictability. I've read way too many thrillers to expect every author to completely blindside me. It's great when it does happen, of course. But I still want to be like engaged and wondering what's going to happen and not knowing, oh, this is for sure where this author is going. Because there's been a couple of thrillers where within 10 pages, they're like, oh, I already know what's going to happen here. And then you read it and you're like, yep, that was great. That's never fun.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's get to the recommendations. So.
All right. All right. The first one I'm bringing is The September House by Carissa Orlando. And this is their debut. It's a thriller. But what I really liked about this is it was like a blend of a bunch of different things. So quick synopsis, it's about Margaret and Hal, and they buy their dream Victorian home at a really good price. But there's a reason for that. Every September, the house is completely haunted. Creepy shit happens. Blood on the walls. Ghosts. I don't even want to say anymore, but it's only in September. So Margaret, I'll deal. I will deal with this. It's my dream home. She doesn't care. After, I think it's 4 years, Hal is, I'm not dealing with it anymore. He's gone. He leaves. So basically it's what happens after her husband leaves. And I don't really want to say more about the plot, but if you like the sounds of that, it blends horror, a family drama, hello, maybe I can talk, dark humor, and a psychological thriller. So it was super unique. There was times where I was cracking up. There was some of the, like, even the little ghost things were funny. And then there's times where it's not funny. Like, it's not overly funny by any means, but it was just a good balance. It was probably one of the more unique books I've read lately, but that would be perfect for getting you into a spooky season mode, for sure.
I'm adding
it was
this
a lot of fun.
I'm adding this one for October, just to add some ghost stories.
Yeah, it is. And it was really good. I wasn't quite sure how it was all going to end. I liked the way everything ended. It was a 5-star for me, and I love the audio. I can't remember who the narrator was, but it's narrated by Margaret, and she captured that middle-aged mom kind of voice perfectly. But as they're talking about who this character is, I'm like, oh my God, it sounds big. She was just one of those incredible. So that one was really fun. And I binged the audiobook in 24 hours because I was just having such a blast with it.
Adding that as an audiobook.
My next pick was The Book of Cold Cases by Simone St. James. Have you ever read her, Lauren?
No, I have not read her at all. I received a couple of her books from Berkeley just because of the relationship that I have with Berkeley, but I have not read her books.
She is great. She's been consistently a solid author for me. And I picked this one just because I think it fits good for spooky season, but I really have liked all of her books. And this one is about, she's a true crime blogger. I like that aspect of it. I'm always a sucker for podcasting or blogging or anything, especially with a true crime spin. Yeah, totally into that. And she ends up interviewing a woman named Beth, who was acquitted of 2 full case murders back in 1977. And the present timeline is 2017. So it flips back and forth, which I like that if it's well done, like the past and the present, and it keeps you on your toes, definitely. And this has a little bit of a hint of the supernatural too. And that's one thing I really like about Simone's book is that she does supernatural. I call it supernatural light because it's like grounded in reality. Like, to where you think, oh, this could really happen. Some of that way out there supernatural stuff, I'm like, I can't get behind, because I'm just like, no way is that going to happen. But she does a really good job at this, of keeping it where it's spooky enough to freak you out. But it freaks me out even more because I'm like, oh my God, that could really happen. Ooh, that kind of thing. And she's really good at creating a good atmosphere. And there's a spooky house and all that. So that's another reason why I picked this book. Like I said, because the atmosphere, the spookiness, it's just like perfect for all vibes.
Adding that one too.
But like I said, any of her books have been really good for me.
Yeah.
She went out in 2024 that I'm really excited about too, but she's one that's like pretty much auto read for me. After I've read 2 or 3 books and I know they're good, I'm like, okay, yep, she's good. She's really good. And you should definitely try her if you're looking for a fall thriller.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I have next? Oh, this was a good one. It's Romantic Defense. It's Where the Blame Lies by Mia Sheridan. Have you read any of her books?
No, I've heard about Archer's Voice for as long as I've been a reader, as a romance reader. And I, for some reason, I have avoided it. Maybe because it was picked by Trisha Mullish, so it was expensive. She's all the rave. And I know she writes like really good. I think Allie brought her one of her thrillers up. So I am curious about her from that standpoint, not from the romance, but maybe from the thriller, the suspense standpoint.
I actually got this recommendation from Allie for this one because I've seen her, obviously, Mia's books floating around, and they seem like very angsty romance.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't really in the mood for, but then when she told me about this one. So this is actually the first in a duet. You don't have to read both of them if you don't want to. I did because I liked the first one so much. And it's labeled as a romantic suspense. I would say it was so suspenseful. Well, it was definitely a thriller to me. Yes, it was romance and everything like that, but it wasn't like light suspense like sometimes romantic suspense can be. It was super intense and super graphic, and it was really good. But basically, it's about a girl named Josie. She was kidnapped when she was 19, and she was held prisoner for 10 months in like brutal conditions. And then she escaped after those 10 months, and I won't talk about that too much because that was really interesting. But it's 8 years later, and there's a body of a woman that was found in very similar conditions to when she was held captive. And but her captor committed suicide. So the cops are like, what is even happening here? He's dead. Why is there a woman that's so much like her? And so enter Zach, who's the detective. And that's where the romantic suspense side and all that comes in. But it was really dark, really gritty, really disturbing. So this is definitely one to not read if you're just only used to reading like popcorn thrillers and not too much gore and guts. If there's kidnapping, there's sexual abuse, triggers for everything. But if that kind of stuff doesn't bother you, this is really freaking good.
I need to be in the right mood for this one. It sounds up my alley, but at the same time, I need to be in the right mood.
And if you're going to read both books, don't read the synopsis for the second one because it'll ruin. So just go in blind. Don't read any more about any of them. And just, I did audio on these too.
Yeah.
Both of them were really good. Excellent audio. And another one that I was like 24 hours done. And then I messaged Dolly and was like, do I need to read the next book? Because it's not like you want to read it because it's a cliffhanger. The story's tied up, so you can easily read on its own. But she was like, oh my God, yes, and don't read who it's about. And then as soon as it started, I was like, no way. It was really good. She did a really good job with that. But it really made me think, okay, I need to read more from this author. I know she writes a little bit across the genre, but I'm excited to read some more of her stuff. I don't know if it'll be Arc and Point, but I'm definitely going to try some more.
That's about
for sure. Yeah. Okay, let's see what I have next. Oh, this one is, I think it's an under the radar kind of hidden gem. It's called We're All Lying by Marie Still.
Okay.
I think it came out like in March, so it's been out a little while. I don't think that it's on KU, but I think it was an indie publisher. I can't remember.
Yeah.
This is a good popcorn domestic thriller. It's not Cass. She's a married mother of two, and she gets this email from this woman named Emma and finds out that her husband has an affair. And Emma starts taunting her, stalking her, and then Emma disappears. And guess who's the number one suspect? Okay. So that's pretty much all you need to know about that one. Yeah. And I love this because it's, again, I remember talking to Allie, and we're like, oh my God, I love that this book is called We're All Lying, because it's like, it's up front with who's telling the truth, right?
Yeah.
Because you hear all these different people, and the whole time, it's multiple point of view. You're trying to figure out, like, what happened? Is Emma even dead? Did she just go into hiding? Like, is Cass lying? Obviously, we know the husband. I think his name was Ethan Blind because he has a mistress, so you can't trust him. But it was just one of those really fun popcorn, juicy, unbelievable, but just fun, twisting. Sit on the couch in one day and read it. Kind of fun read.
Yeah. Oh, you have a popcorn thriller, and this one is just has all the domestic, the mistress, the who's lying, who's doing this. It's just, it has all the goodness, all the drama that I'm looking for.
Oh, drama. Yes. And I know people get sick of domestic or neighborhood thrillers with a cheating husband and the mistress, but I don't get sick of it. If the author can put their own little unique twist on it, I am so in. And I felt like she did a pretty dang good job of putting her own spin on it here. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever be sick of that. It's Real Housewives. Like, I'm never sick of their drama.
No.
Same kind of thing. It's that drama for me. I'm so into it.
No, I think it feeds into the subject. I love gossip and you like gossip.
Yeah.
Like, I love that there's something to be said about gossip, other people's gossip, other people's drama. Like, I just want to consume it. This is my passion. I grew up in a place where gossip was worship. And so,
absolutely.
I am all about. And so, I find books like popcorn thrillers, like about cheating this, cheating that. I just gobble them because I'm like, I just want to know.
No, same. I eat that stuff up too because if I don't want drama in my own life, absolutely not. But if it's someone else's and I can be nosy and find out all the details, I am all about that. Even if it's some big characters, give it to me.
Yeah, it's just like my take on TikTok. I like TikTok, but I feel like sometimes I waste hours and learning other people's drama because TikTok gives you the story, and then you go like back to the other part two, part three of the story. And you're like, I'm learning about someone cheated on this one, or someone did this, or we all dating the same guy. And I'm like, I'm here for it. Like, it's the same idea. Like, in book form, I'm like, I just need that constructed in a way that I'm just like, I'm just here for that drama.
Yeah, totally. You can get, TikTok, you can go down the rabbit hole. I have to watch myself sometimes and be like, how long have I been on this app? Because you can really get going and going from account to account and story to story. It's a lot.
Yeah. So, but I'm bumping this one to number one. So that's going to be like downloading today.
Okay. Let me see if this one might get your attention too.
Okay.
This could be up your alley. This is my last one. It's called The Wife Before by Tenora Williams. And she's a romance author too.
Yeah.
I've only read her thrillers. I've had really great luck with two and one, not so much. But this is my favorite of the three thrillers of hers that I've written. I would like to try a romance. She's a good writer, but her thrillers are the like we were just saying, perfect weekend centuries. Let me tell you what this one's about. It's Mira. She meets this guy named Roland. He's wealthy. He's a pro golfer. He's totally down with her. They have a whirlwind romance and a quickie marriage. Then he finds old journals from his late wife, Melanie. She died in a tragic accident. So, sounds like we've heard that story before.
Yeah.
Right? That is not a new plot. I remember when I first read the synopsis, I was like, maybe I'll try that. But that really sounds like 5 other million books that we've read. I'm telling you, it is not exactly what you think. It is not as clear cut as it makes it seem. It's not, oh, I've read that thriller before. It's fast paced and juicy. It reads like a soap opera. It was really good. I freaking loved it. And I loved that I went into it thinking like, all right, I'm going to read this. Shelly at Shelly's Book Corner had given me a recommendation. And I was like, all right, I'm going to read it because Shelly said it was good. And she doesn't usually steer me wrong. And the whole time, not the whole time, but like a good chunk of the time, I was like, all right, I can see what's happening here. Oh, the wife died in a tragic accident. Wonder what's going on here. And then when you everything does come together, I was like, okay, she was right. This was good. So that those last two are my popcorn domestic. If you want something quick, brain candy. Like I can just read this, set out the world. Those were both excellent choices for that. So those would probably be up your alley. Out of all the ones I shared, I'm thinking those two are for you, Laura. Yeah.
I think I may just pick those two. I tried to Shannara Williams. I think it was due from the library, but I may pick this one up just to make a thing. Because she sounds similar to H. Warren or something like that. Like
yes.
The Freda McFadden, so domestic, popcorn, easy to consume, easy to binge.
No, A.R. Tor is a great comp for her because I've not read her romance either, but I've read a lot of her thrillers and that's a very similar comp. If you like A.R. Tor's thrillers, then definitely try Shannara Williams because she's pretty good. And I like a short book. I like a quick read. I don't want a 400 to 500 page book. And this woman keeps them like 300 or less. So that, there's something to be said that she can tie up that story that quickly. And she does the short chapters, the really short chapters, where some of them are only a page or two, and nothing keeps me reading like chapters like that. I'm like, ooh, okay, just one more.
Yeah. Oh, you have me at that. Yeah. I heard A.R. Tor's romance. She actually came on the show 2018.
Oh, really?
Really early on. There's an interview. And because I read some of her indie romance, and I was like, and they're basically mystery. There's always like a mystery related to it. There's always a twist.
Oh,
for her romance. So it was like not just like regular romance. Oh, blah, blah, blah. They fall into it. No, there's always something overarching the story. And it was interesting. And so when I started reading her thrillers, I binged them in like a couple hours. I was like, oh, this is just great.
Yeah.
I finish a book and I'm like entertained.
Yeah.
So
I think a lot of her thrillers are on KU too, because she's with Amazon Pub for them. And a lot of times, if she's with Amazon Pub, they'll be free audio too.
Yep.
So that's a good way to sample her work out. I can't think of the name of the one of hers that I really like.
It's okay.
Within the last couple of years, it was the thriller with Thomas and Mercer, though, which is Amazon Pub or whatever, though. So
yeah,
she's definitely another good one if you end up liking Shannara's book.
Yep.
She's fun.
I love this. All right, Amy, tell us where you can find your line.
You can find me on Instagram at Novel Gossip, and my blog is novelgossip.com.
Thank you, Amy, for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always so fun to chat with you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyourrenextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourrenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.